Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm Arielle Lori, and this is the Blonde Files podcast, where I talk to experts, influencers, and inspirational people in the world of wellness and beyond. Okay, so today I am doing something kind of different. I figured since we're like 20-something episodes in that maybe I would kind of like reintroduce myself to you guys, have like a get to know me better type thing. So Kennedy is actually going to be doing like a Vogue style 73 questions interview.
I've had way too much fun with this.
Yeah. And just a heads up, I can't move my face. I ended up getting threads, which I'm sure most of you know because I talked about it on Instagram. It's very painful. I won't get too much into it, but my face is kind of like stuck in one position. So I feel like it's going to make, I mean, people don't really say that my voice is flat anymore. I feel like it's gotten better, but I feel like right now I'm kind of flat because I don't have very much range with my face.
I think what's more funny is the fact that Arielle is literally facing the opposite direction of me right now because she doesn't want to laugh.
Yeah. So I'm staring at the corner of the wall.
So she's not even looking at me.
No.
But I searched far and wide, went through a bunch of 73 questions YouTube videos, and then made a few of my own that are a little bit more personalized. So I'm so excited. Geez.
Yeah. And she didn't tell me any of these in advance.
No,
so I've had no prep. I'm not feeling 1,000% right now, like quick on my feet. So this is going to be really interesting.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm
ready. Just like rapid firing them?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite place to be?
Oh.
We're already off to a great start.
Oh, Jesus. Like anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
My favorite place to be is at home. I'm a total homebody. I just love being there.
Something you can never live without.
Fuck, these are going to be hard because there's so many answers that I could never live without.
I can name three things you can never live without right now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing. Like, okay, well, I could never live without my phone because then I couldn't be in touch with anybody and I couldn't work.
True.
And like have that part of my life. I could never live without my family, I want to say. But then that gets a little complicated because like I could, but... Am I overthinking these?
I think you're thinking into them. I think it's supposed to be like the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
So your phone, right?
That's depressing.
I don't think I could ever live without my phone.
Yeah.
I was going to say
Harv. But it's like, what about my husband and my dog?
Yeah. And like now that Harvey and Chuck are in your life, I feel like you can't live without them now too.
Well, that was what I visualized at first. But then I was like, well, I mean, if we're really going to get down to it, like.
My phone.
That's so bad.
Okay. One hobby you will never give up.
Crossword puzzles.
Love that.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Three words to describe you.
Friendly, observant, and creative. You describe me in three words.
I'm going to make one word a hyphenated word, but level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent. And I would put creative in there, too. Okay. Favorite wild animal and why?
The Bernedoodle.
Is that a wild animal?
Okay, no, that's domesticated. I would say elephants. So random, but when we were in Africa last year, They were like so fascinating. I could watch them for hours.
I love elephants.
Yeah. Did you know that they eat for like 23 out of 24 hours of the day?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I heard they go to the bathroom like every 2 hours too.
Yeah, they just walk and go to the bathroom.
Disregard Ariel's ows. It might be because she was laughing too much. Ugh. Okay, first memory of life.
Ooh, it's weird because like, you know how when you think of when you were little, like I don't know how much is an actual memory or how much is from like a photo.
Totally.
Or like from what I've been told. I think I kind of remember like being on the top of the stairs when my brother fell down the stairs, and my family always says that was the first time I ever laughed. But I don't know if I just remember that because they've told that story so many times, or like if I actually remember being there.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Evil.
Best advice you ever got.
Don't quit.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Jesus, that's a really hard one too. I don't really think about the future too much.
It doesn't have to be career related.
I was thinking about where I was 6 years ago before I got sober and like everything that has happened in 6 years. And I could not have even imagined, like if I had set out to be where I am right now, like I wouldn't have gotten here because I wouldn't have known how to do it. So it's just, it's so hard. I mean, I hope that like I'm still married and I hope like, you know, we're still happily together and healthy and that I still have a platform. Who knows what it's going to be then? Hopefully not Instagram.
I'm sure there's going to be another one.
Shits right now. And yeah, just kind of continuing to like to follow this path where it leads me.
What is something you won't be doing in 10 years?
Threads.
Yeah. Fair.
Nope. Never again.
Favorite book you've read recently?
I read The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah, which was kind of like an easy read. And like, I don't know how factually accurate it is, but it was a nice, not a nice war story, but like a wholesome war story. An entertaining read, I'll say. And I'm reading the guest book right now. I can't remember the author, but a little bit hard to get through, a little slow, but I'm grinding.
What fictional character would you want to be?
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I don't know how to think of that. Do you have any hidden talents?
No. I love the 90s and early 2000s, but I also love like Fleetwood Mac and the Beatles and like older stuff. And then I also listen to like really hardcore rap sometimes. Or like if I'm working out, I like more like electronic kind of stuff or rap. So it kind of depends. That's my answer to that has always been everything except country, which is like what everybody says. But it's,
mine's always everything except screamo.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. You're lucky.
So I don't like that either.
When do you feel happiest?
Oh, when I'm at home with my family.
What is
and
your...
I mean, like Chuck and my dog. That's my family. Shout out to my parents who are definitely listening to this. Love you guys too, but you know.
Your favorite word in the English language?
Insouciant.
What does that mean?
Indifferent.
Insouciant?
Yeah.
I like that better than indifferent.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
You're going to start using it? Nonchalant, indifferent.
I use nonchalant a lot, but insouciant, that's a good one.
We can do, remember Clueless?
Yeah.
When she's like, I hope not sporadically. That was like the word of the week. Insouciant is the word of the week now, Kennedy.
Insouciant.
Yes.
You can say it sensually too, and it sounds weird.
Yeah. ASMR, insouciant.
If you had a superpower, what would it be? To manifest a TED Talk?
Yeah. Reading people's minds.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What is one positive quality about you?
I think my kindness and generosity. That's two, but they kind of go hand in hand.
They do.
Generosity of spirit also.
What's one negative quality about you?
I'm sure you could come.
You always say that you're indecisive and you don't like that about yourself.
There you go. Yes, I'm indecisive. See, I couldn't decide. That's actually a good one. I am indecisive. I was going to say that or like, indecisive. Just leave it at that.
There we go. When do you laugh?
That's why this is a really hard thing for me to do because I can't.
You can't decide between your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, after watching all of the Vogue 73 questions I watched, I think they totally are prepped before.
1,000%.
They do get to read the questions before. Like, yes. I don't know where I came up with that in my mind that they never get to look at the questions. Those answers are way too witty to just think of it.
Yeah.
No.
They're asking, like, I mean, I'm sorry. Some of these people are, like, not the brightest, and they'll ask them a question, and they'll be like, and then, like, give...
And it's
a
just
really
like
solid
so
answer
nonchalant
while they're like posing with a tree. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Kim Kardashian's was the funniest because like, I don't think Kanye wanted to be in it very much. Have you watched theirs yet?
No.
Okay. That one was, that's where I knew. I was like, yep, these are all pre-planned.
Do you think those people would go on Vogue
and not be vetted for their question?
Right.
That's true.
There is absolutely
some of them.
No
yes.
Chance.
Like I feel like Zendaya's was a little bit more like.
I didn't see hers.
We'll go through them.
I love her.
I love her too.
I should have watched some of those to prep, but then I would like maybe think of their interviews.
Yeah, instead of giving your own answers.
Yeah.
When do you laugh the most?
When I'm with my husband.
Scariest thing you've ever done?
Well, my whole life before I got sober was one big
scary
risk. It's been so many fucked up situations, but I mean, I found like parts of being on a safari last year kind of scary, like being super fucking close to a lion.
Oh, I could not.
They were
do
like
that.
Roaring and like starting to get up, and they would be like 4 feet from our car, and I'd be like, "Don't we need to
go?
Let's get out of here." And they're like, "No, no, they're not threatened by the thing." That was scary.
Nope, no, thank you.
Like I knew I trusted them. I knew I was safe, but like it was very. It's such an adrenaline rush. It's crazy.
Biggest achievement in your career so far?
I don't think there's one standalone, but like I've had some partnerships with brands that I really love that were big, like Nike and Lululemon. That was like a cool thing for me. But I would say like this, the podcast is for me personally a big achievement because like... This is personal, but this time last year, people were asking me to go on podcasts and I was like so scared. I don't know why. I just was so intimidated by it. And so I put it off for months and months and months. So like, and that was last September. So in a year to go from that to then like guesting on a lot of different podcasts and then starting my own. That's a huge achievement for me.
Totally. What is the biggest achievement in your personal life?
Marriage.
In LA, that's a big achievement.
Marriage material before.
And in LA, that's just like a huge achievement in general.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Who is your biggest role model?
In some ways, Chuck. I don't want to sound like I like idolize him. I respect him. Like it's just very inspiring to be around somebody all the time who's so successful and who's such a hard worker. Like his work ethic is crazy. He doesn't need to work right now. And he's like still just like grinding out ideas and it's inspiring. Yeah. So, but my mom also in different ways. Like she, if you think I'm grounded, she's so grounded.
Oh my God. I know. I'm
she's, ready. Yeah. She is like
Zen.
Right. And she's so smart.
Describe your personal style.
Casual, chic. High, low, elevated. I'm very casual.
Yeah.
I don't like to dress up, but like I like nice things too. So I mix it up.
If you could raid anyone's closet, who would it be?
Oof. That is such a hard question for me. What's her name? From We Wore What? I don't even follow her. But her style, I love.
What's the best thing that happened to you this year?
I would say like this is going to be so boring for other people, but like I think the best thing that happened to me this year was like in the beginning of the year I looked back on 2018 and I was like, okay, wow, I did a lot, but I also like let fear hold me back in a lot of situations. And in 2019, I'm not going to do that. And I've stuck to that. And it's just made my life like blossom in so many ways. So that's not like one singular thing.
It's more of a feeling that you've been.
Thing, yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's something that I've tried to like implement.
Okay. What is the best thing that's happened to you this month? We can't say Neon Rose for that one.
Yeah, we can. Signing with the new management. Chuck and my 3-year anniversary.
What is something you're tired of?
I want to say influencers. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean.
More, okay, not influencers, Instagram.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of Instagram is forcing influencers to go down trend paths to maintain engagement. That's not really authentic to who they are.
Yeah.
And in turn, we're getting annoyed with influencers.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So we're tired of Instagram.
I mean, it's a love-hate thing, but lately they're making it really fucking hard.
What is something that has recently moved you?
Volunteering at Venice Family Clinic was definitely a cool experience. Getting to cook with the kids and having their parents like be interested. And, you know, these people who have absolutely nothing, no health insurance, no resources.
What is one habit you wish you could break?
I would say saying and like and my thing.
What does creativity mean to you in 2 words or less?
2 words or less?
That's what one of the questions was.
Jesus. I cannot believe you didn't prep me with for these.
You told me not to.
Creativity is being inspired.
When do you feel most creative?
Early in the morning.
Best advice you would give your 18-year-old self?
Oh, Jesus. Girl, put down the blow. It's not a good look.
It's not cute. Not cute. Okay, shoes or bags?
Shoes.
What is one trend you'd like to disappear forever?
Ugh, logo everything.
How do you know you're in love?
You feel settled.
Who do you turn to when you're sad?
My husband.
Cutest thing on planet Earth?
Harvey.
I knew your answer was going to be Harvey. What do you first notice about someone when you meet them?
Usually their style.
Best first date idea?
Well, I'm old school. I like a good meal.
I don't think that's
so boring. I mean, I don't know. I've been out of the dating game so long. I know you kids do it differently these days. I would say like maybe hiking too. I feel like that's less pressure and like you're kind of, you're both doing something where you're not like just sitting there staring at each other.
However, I've been on a hiking first date and it's not a cute look. Yeah, your makeup's like coming down your face by the end of it because like you have to put on makeup for a first date. What causes are important to you?
Causes?
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare, women's rights, animal. I don't know what I would say. Animal protection. Yeah.
Best compliment you've ever received?
When people tell me that I'm smart.
Last piece of content you consumed that made you cry?
I never cry. Ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never cry.
Like not even like shed a tear?
I don't think I've cried this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like am I a sociopath?
No, I just never knew this about you. Like I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, I don't cry. I cannot even remember the last time I cried.
Whoa.
Definitely not this year.
Whoa.
I may have teared up a little bit. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like a Netflix documentary, I think, about dogs.
I think that makes stuff. Everyone cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something with animals.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Who should people be following on Instagram right now?
You know, I love Heather McMahon, but it's her stories. Like, I feel like people go to her page and her page, I mean, I hope she's not listening. Her page is like random, though. She doesn't post very much. It's her stories that are like so funny.
So funny.
It's like just watching a funny reality show. So her, I love Benny Drama, Benito Skinner.
He literally speaks to me.
So funny. I love Gary Jannetty. He's hilarious. So those are all like funny ones. I don't know. I also like CoStar Astrology.
Love CoStar.
Such a good one. Vibe Source is another good one. Or no, not Vibe Source, Sanctuary World.
Sanctuary World,
yeah.
What is one song you listen to on repeat?
Anything by Wet.
Last country you visited?
I don't know if Turks and Caicos is a different country.
I think it is.
If not, Africa.
If you could go to any concert, past or present, what would it be?
Fleetwood Mac, which is funny because we had tickets to go last December and we were like, eh, we're going to stay home. Ooh, my accountant's calling. Hold on.
Are you literally going to answer it?
Well, there's something important happening.
Okay.
But I'll call them back. I'll call them back.
The BTS of podcasts are really funny. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag blessed.
I hate you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited about life are you right now?
9.5.
Favorite time of day?
I would say when I wake up.
She loves her mornings, and I totally mess with one of her mornings in New York.
I love. There's nothing that I love more than like that first sip of matcha, meditating.
My alarm going off over and over.
But then
again.
I also like, yeah, Kennedy's a snoozer.
Oh my
God. So when I'm trying to meditate.
My alarm goes off every 5 minutes.
Well, in New York, it sounds like we live together. But I also love the end of the day. I love like getting in bed and reading. So. Just don't like all the shit in between.
Like work.
Yeah.
Most sentimental gift you've ever received?
There's a silver cup that has been passed down in all the women in my mom's side of the family. And it gets engraved with everyone's initials and the year they're born. And it goes back to like the early 1800s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My mom gave it to me for my wedding.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Biggest pet peeve?
Chewing with their mouth open. I fucking cannot deal. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was like, do I do that?
No. I would tell you. I have misophonia, which is when you get like really angry by noises.
I did not. That's something people don't know about you. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah. You should ask me that question again.
Okay.
Or no, whatever. We'll let it roll. Oh my God, chewing with your mouth open. I have to leave. Like, I cannot be around it.
Describe yourself as a music genre.
Indie.
You're indie. You are so indie. How do you?
Wow, I feel cool now.
How do you react to criticism?
It totally depends. Sometimes if I'm like in a good headspace and like a good place spiritually, I'm fine with it, and then other times I get very reactive, but like I would say 80% of the time I, as Paul says again, I receive. Yeah.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
You're gonna hate this question. Chocolate or matcha?
Oh God, matcha.
Really?
Yeah, because I can like, this is actually going to be really shocking for you, but I've not been really having a lot of chocolate at night. I've been having like this coconut cream crumble with like walnuts. And so it's still sweet, but it's not chocolate.
Interesting.
I think if I had to, I mean, I can't drink coffee. It makes me feel so shitty.
Okay.
So
you can't live without matcha, but you could live without
very
chocolate.
Much a matcha addict.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Oprah.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a nice, loving, kind, generous human being.
We already know the answer to this question, but when was the last time you cried?
Like 2016. Like, actually, wait, now that I think of it, it might have been my wedding a year ago.
But those are happiness tears.
Yeah.
And that was the last time you cried, was happiness tears.
Oh, yeah. Like, sad tears, maybe like 2 years ago. I don't know. I know. You should see the way Kennedy's looking at me right now.
Like, even in therapy, when like shit's getting real, you're not like crying.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. In therapy, when shit's getting real, I fight or flight. I am gone.
Okay.
So, we're working on it.
So maybe tears will come soon.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. Okay. What was the last thing you ate?
Mary's Gone Crackers. Super Speed Crackers.
What's your favorite smell?
Ormond Jane. It's perfume. And I can't remember the name of it though.
Who was the last person you talked to on the phone?
My husband.
Favorite room in your house?
Our living room. Well, it depends.
Which house? Let's talk about your Malibu house.
In Malibu, the living room, because I just love that couch and the view.
Which period of history do you wish you were born in?
Ancient Greek. Mm-hmm. Ancient Greece. Ancient Greek. Yeah. I've always been obsessed with it.
Do women have like rights during that time though?
More so than later.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also like the jewelry and the togas. So chic.
If you could make a documentary, what would it be about?
Maybe recovery.
Which Sex and the City character do you identify with?
Carrie.
Most? And why?
Carrie, because like for the fashion and Mr. Big.
Okay. You're definitely Carrie for sure. If you weren't a blogger, what would your profession be?
I would want to be a doctor for sure.
What kind of doctor? Always,
that's the thing. I've like even considered like going back.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I talked about this on my stories recently. Like if I could do it all over again, I would. No, like, doubt at all in my mind. I would do that. But I don't know, like, what specialty. That and a lot of other reasons are why I haven't pursued it.
Interesting.
Also that it would be the next at least 10 years of my life.
That's also true. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the last question. Was it difficult answering these questions?
Yes. Fuck. So hard.
Did you learn anything about yourself?
Yeah, that I'm indecisive as AF. Yeah, next time. There won't be a next time.
There won't be a next time, but if there is, she's going to look at the questions first.
Yeah. I feel like I would have had better answers. Well, I hope people are entertained. Not like, what is this?
I don't think people don't be what is this. This was fun.
Well, thank you, Kennedy.
Thanks for putting me in control.
This together. And I did a story about this recently. I always, at the end of my podcasts, ask you guys, if you enjoyed it, to please rate, review. Guys, it's so hard right now. There's like 800,000 podcasts. It's a small gesture on your part. If you're consuming this and you enjoy it, that makes a big difference for me. So I think, you know, I'm guilty of this myself too. Like I consume content all day. That's what we do. And I forget like to
appreciate it.
Yeah, and reciprocate. So anywho.
So yes, rate, review, share with your friends.
Yes.
Your fam.
Do all the things. And I'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.